KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 66 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, with the rattle of roller coasters and the scent of corn dogs, cotton candy, and livestock, the Iowa State Fair starts its 11-day run today with the theme, Nothing Compares. Fair manager Gary Slater said the fabled event has something to offer all visitors.
Every year we try to make it bigger and better than the year before, and some of that is in construction and given facilities, facelift. Other parts of it are just new and exciting events that we're able to bring in, or new exhibits.
Slater said there are also plenty of traditional exhibits that always pack in the crowds.
The butter cow is something that everybody needs to see when they come to the Iowa State Fair, but along with it, 100 years of John Deere Corporation being in existence, and what better to display them than the Waterloo Boy tractor and butter.
Several national magazines and newspapers like the New York Times list the Iowa State Fair as a top summer destination. Slater said it's a special event because that's packed much more than just livestock shows, carnival rides, and concerts.
Some fairs, people say, well, that used to be a good fair, but when it was livestock-oriented, but now it's too urban. I don't think that's happened to the Iowa State Fair, and it certainly won't happen while I'm here. We have to honor those rural roots that we have and know that agriculture is the largest industry in Iowa and one that we want to celebrate.
One goal, he says, is to make sure our urban cousins, as they come through the front gate, understand where their food and fiber comes from. The State Fair runs through Sunday, August 19th. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports an Atlantic woman was arrested on July 23rd on an outstanding warrant. The warrant for 24-year-old Maisie Cheryl Williams was for possession of meth. Williams remained in the Audubon County Jail as of yesterday. On July the 19th, 25-year-old Laura Lynn Bulville of Omaha was arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear for possession of marijuana. She was held in the Audubon County Jail until seen in district court and released. On July 16, 37-year-old Amanda Lynn Thompson of Audubon was arrested on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation. She was being held in the Audubon County Jail, last report. And on July 22nd, 34-year-old Jennifer Sue Schmitz of Carroll was arrested in Audubon County for operating while intoxicated first offense. She was cited and released. On August 2nd, 29-year-old Justin Philip Travis of Council Bluffs was arrested on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation, and he was being held in the Audubon County Jail. Officials at the Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on several arrests dating back to July 27th. Among the more notable arrests, on August the 4th, 33-year-old Christine Marie Belt of Persia was arrested in the 5,000 block of Ridgeway Drive following an investigation, and Belt was charged with the delivery of a controlled substance. That same day, 32-year-old Eugene Cron Cardine of Harlan was arrested following a call about a domestic disturbance in Harlan. Cardine was charged with possession of a controlled substance, domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment. And 24-year-old Jacob Brady Scheffler of Harlan was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for having an improper light on a bicycle. On July 31st, Harlan police arrested 30-year-old Curtis Kelly Cobalt of Kirkman and 24-year-old Sarah Nicole Caswell of Harlan. Cobalt was charged with a controlled substance violation and felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and for having no seatbelt. Caswell was arrested for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, a controlled substance violation, prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, possession of paraphernalia, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, no seatbelt, forgery, and ongoing criminal conduct. Two people from Council Bluffs were arrested Tuesday night on drug charges in Glenwood. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 20-year-old Stevie Marie Carter was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, and 23-year-old Mitchell Stephen Waller was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and failure to provide proof of insurance, motor vehicle related. Their bonds were set at $300 and $1,000, respectively. 41-year-old Gabriel Angel Rodriguez of Omaha was arrested Tuesday afternoon at the Mills County Sheriff's Office. He was taken into custody on four counts of being a fugitive from justice and was being held without bond at the Mills County Jail. Also arrested Tuesday was 43-year-old James Lee Ebling of Omaha for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. State agricultural officials say an insect that's killed millions of ash trees has been found in three more Iowa counties. Officials said in a news release Wednesday that the emerald ash borer has been confirmed in Crawford, Delaware, and Page counties. That brings Iowa's total to 64 counties. People are urged to report any suspected infestation. Mike Kinter with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says tracking the whereabouts of emerald ash borers across the state helps in formulating treatment recommendations. Infected trees usually lose leaves at the top of the canopy and then die off. The die-off spreads downward. The trees usually die within 4 years. Bugs are native to Asia and were first reported in the U.S. in Michigan in 2002 and in Iowa in 2010. Well, four remarkable women will be inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame, and one outstanding individual will receive the Christine Wilson Medal for Equality and Justice this coming, Saturday, August 18th at 9:30 a.m. at the State Historical Building in Des Moines. Among the inductees is Dr. Peggy Whitson of Houston, Texas. Whitson was born in Ringgold County near the town of Beaconsfield. She served many missions in space as an astronaut and International Space Station commander. You can see her full bio under this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. As of 2018, 176 women will have been inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame, and 31 individuals will have received the Christine Wilson Medal for Equality and Justice. Also, registration is now open to attend Future Ready Iowa regional summits in four additional locations throughout the state, increasing the span of opportunities for collaboration among local stakeholders on workforce solutions. The day-long summits are scheduled for late September and early October in the Iowa communities of Ames, Centerville, Creston, and Sioux City. The events will bring together key stakeholders in education, business, economic development, and community organizations to create local strategies that ensure all Iowans are future ready. Summits were announced last month in Atlantic, Burlington, Davenport, Denison, Fort Dodge, Muscatine, Pella, Sheffield, and Spencer. Governor Kim Reynolds says the Future Ready Iowa Regional Summits will provide an opportunity for local and regional partners to come together and discuss potential solutions based on their area's workforce needs and challenges. The initiative includes a goal of 70% of Iowa's workforce having education or training beyond high school by 2025. Reynolds says a high number of registrants is a clear indication that Iowans everywhere are ready to step up and work together to solve this problem. You can learn more at futurereadyiowa.gov. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities in northwestern Iowa say they pulled the body of a man who went missing while canoeing from a lake. The Woodbury County Sheriff's Office deputies were called to Snyder Bend Park on Monday evening for a report of an empty canoe floating in the park's lake. Crews searched the lake that evening and again the next morning, and that's when the body of 70-year-old Ronald Cooper of Sergeant Bluff was found. The sheriff's office said Wednesday that investigators have not received an official cause of death from the medical examiner's office. Across the state, one person died and two others were injured when a semi ran into two motorcycles Wednesday evening in eastern Iowa's Johnson County. The state patrol says a 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle and a 2016 Harley were traveling together on Interstate 80 eastbound at around 5:40 p.m. when they began to slow for traffic that was stopped up ahead for a previous accident. An eastbound 2000 Peterbilt semi was unable to stop in time and struck the rear of both motorcycles, which came to rest in the south ditch near mile marker 250. One of the motorcyclists died at the scene. The other was transported by Johnson County Ambulance to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. The driver of the semi was also transported to that hospital by ambulance. The patrol did not immediately release the names of those involved in the crash, which remains under investigation. And a Democrat from Maryland who is running for president in 2020 will visit a farm near Atlantic this morning. Maryland 6th District Representative John Delaney will visit with Iowa Democratic House District 21 candidate Denise O'Brien at her home located at 59624 Chicago Road from 10 a.m. today until 10:30 as part of his tour of the state that continues through Sunday. The tour marks his 14th campaign trip to Iowa, which also includes the Des Moines Register's State Fair soapbox and Iowa Democratic Wingding on Friday. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.